Earlier this morning, I woke up, I went to the gym, I was getting my flex on, listening to my favorite crypto YouTube channel, and the host said that the price of Bitcoin tokens had been all over the place lately. If you don't know what's wrong with that sentence, then you might want to stick around to the end of this video because I am going to be explaining the difference between cryptocurrency tokens and coins. Hey everyone, and welcome back. This is the Part-Time Economist, and in today's video, I'm going to be explaining the difference between a cryptocurrency token and a coin. Now, at the very beginning of this video, I do want to say that I'm not being nitpicky. In reality, I don't care. I don't think most people care if you call something a token or a coin. No one is going to make you feel bad. However, there still is a difference, and while I was on the topic, I thought it would be good to make a video about it, just to explain it for those people that are interested in the nuances and difference between the two types of digital assets. So first off, both coins and tokens are a form of digital asset, but the way that they're implemented is different. So a coin represents the native asset of a blockchain. By contrast, a token is a unit of value built upon an existing chain and is dependent on the underlying chain for functionality. So in my mind, I like to think of the chain, the blockchain itself, the Bitcoin blockchain, the Ethereum blockchain, the Bitcoin Cash blockchain, the Binance Smart Chain. Their native asset, the fuel that runs that entire chain, is the coin. So for Binance, it would be BNB. For Bitcoin, obviously BTC. For Ethereum, obviously it's going to be ETH. And you'll notice right off the top, a lot of the coins are named after the blockchain that they are native to. By contrast, a token would be something that perhaps runs on the Ethereum blockchain, but that is not Ethereum. And we'll get into some examples in a minute. So what are some examples of a coin? As we were talking about earlier, Ethereum is its own blockchain. So if we think of Ethereum, it is a blockchain. If we wanted to do any kind of interaction on that Ethereum blockchain, we would pay those fees in Ethereum. If we wanted to send Ethereum to our friend, we would pay that transaction fee in ETH. If we wanted to send basic attention token to our friend, we would also pay that fee in ETH. If we want to initialize a smart contract, what are we going to pay that fee in? It's going to be ETH, because ETH is the native coin of that blockchain. And again, it makes it easy because the name of the chain isn't always, but it's very frequently the same as the name of the coin. By contrast, a token is a digital asset that runs on an existing chain. It is not native to that chain. So if we think of, and again, I'm just using this as an easy example because I had some basic attention token here to show you. If we wanted to send basic attention token to our friend on the Ethereum blockchain, what would we use to pay that fee? Ethereum. If we were sending, let's suppose, the USDC stablecoin to our friend on the Ethereum blockchain, what would we use? Right, exactly. We would use Ethereum. One more trick question here. If we were sending USDC, which is a stablecoin, on the Stellar network, what would we pay our transaction fee in? Awesome. We would pay it in Stellar's native currency, which happens to be the Stellar Lumens. So when we think of tokens, we think of those as assets. When we think of the coins themselves, those are the underlying fuel for whatever blockchain that we're talking about. But the differences go deeper than that. If we think about the portability of these assets, native assets really only exist on their home chain. So if we think of Bitcoin, true Bitcoin only exists on the Bitcoin blockchain. Ethereum only exists on the Ethereum blockchain. And you're probably thinking, now wait a minute. I've heard of these places like Compound Finance where I can lend wrapped Bitcoin, or perhaps you've operated on Binance Smart Chain and you say, well, I can trade for wrapped Polkadot, or I can trade for pegged Bitcoin Cash. When you do that, you are really interacting with a token, and this is why it's so cool. The native asset can only exist on its native chain. If we want to use Bitcoin or we want to use Ethereum on a different chain, we have to wrap that, and there's different ways of doing this, but basically we freeze that asset and then we mint a token See that? We mint a token that represents that asset on a new blockchain. So imagine this. We've got Bitcoin on the Bitcoin blockchain. It is a coin. And we say, you know what? We want to send Bitcoin to someone that only uses Ethereum. So what we do is we lock that Bitcoin into some kind of a contract or a vault, some kind of custodial solution. And to represent that Bitcoin, it's not circulating on the Bitcoin network anymore. We issue a token on Ethereum, on Solana, on whatever the case may be. We issue a token that represents a Bitcoin. It's not a true Bitcoin because that true Bitcoin is in that storage. It represents it. So it's fascinating to me to see that transition from a coin to a token, because remember, the coin can only exist on its native blockchain. To give another example of that, on the flip side, tokens can really exist on as many different blockchains as they want. So if you look at the USDC stablecoin, which is issued by Circle, that is a coin that maintains the value of a dollar. So it's not designed to go up in price. It's not designed to go down in price. It's just really a representation of a digital dollar. And what you see here is that it exists on multiple different blockchains. Whenever they want to issue it on another blockchain, they simply create those tokens on a new blockchain. So again, that's a huge difference. Tokens can be created whenever they really want it. Most coins are created through some kind of an algorithm. So with Bitcoin, we have the proof of work mining. For example, with some of the other chains, we have proof of stake, but the creation process for tokens is typically a little bit more permissive. It's a little bit more subject to user control. They can do more with it, whereas the issuance of coins is subject to the ground rules of that underlying blockchain, whether it's proof of work, proof of stake, whatever the case may be. So just some key points here. Coins are the native asset of a blockchain. They are frequently, but not always, named after that blockchain. So Ethereum or ETH, Ethereum. Bitcoin, Bitcoin. Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Cash. Obviously, a huge exception there being Cardano and ADA, right? Or Stellar blockchain with the Lumens cryptocurrency. So a little bit of a difference. And then tokens can really be thought of as a guess. They exist on a blockchain. They can be used on that blockchain, but they rely on the underlying blockchain to process them, to move them around, to do all of those different things. So like I said, obviously not a nitpicky person. I don't think anyone in cryptocurrency is ever going to make fun of someone for calling a coin a token or a token a coin, but there are some differences, and I realize that some people have those legitimate questions. What is the difference? Why don't we just call everything a coin? So I do hope this video cleared some of that up. I do appreciate you watching, and I'll see you next time.